This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 3rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. Hemp hangs tough in July. Biomass industrial prices mostly steady. Oversupply looms, Pan Exchange report. The month of July brought more than its share of disruptions to the growing season. Wildfires and severe drought in much of the West, for example, put prices for biomass and industrial hemp ended the month mostly unchanged, according to the latest Pan Exchange hemp benchmark and analysis. The report attributed the biomass market's ability to ride out erratic weather and other natural disasters, at least for now, to a still oversupplied market. That glut, particularly in the CBD market, is not expected to change soon. Quality is a factor, however, and the exchange said that potent, clean, and well-prepped CBD-oriented biomass dominated the upper end of July's price range. As JLN noted in its report last month, the price of biomass, where cannabinoids have not degraded, was also seen at a small premium when compared with prices for CBD distillates and extracts in June. To read this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. You may like or dislike SEC Chairman Gary Gensler, but you do have to give him credit for taking jobs with big issues to address and his aggressiveness in addressing them. He took the CFTC chairmanship job, which some said was a consolation prize for a bigger position in the Obama administration, but he aggressively tackled the demands brought on the commission by the passage of the Dodd-Frank Act. Now, as chairman of the SEC, he is addressing key issues on consumer protection for cryptocurrencies, equities, and unresolved SEC issues with Dodd-Frank. Chairman Gensler has my respect for his appetite for addressing these big areas of need in our financial world. Penny Lee has been named CEO of the Financial Technology Association, a nonprofit trade association committed to shaping the future of technology-centered financial services. Liu Zhang has been hired as Associate Controller of J.P. Morgan. She was an intern at Thomson Reuters in 2017 when she attended our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity program. Susquehanna International Group, LLP, joined the Wall Street Rides Far again at the bronze level. You can support Team SIG by giving with a link in today's newsletter. FIA Operations America's division is hosting a Chicago golf outing on September 27th at Arrowhead Golf Club. There is also a golf clinic for those whose handicap is a handicap and a networking dinner-only option. The net proceeds from the event will go to support two Chicago area charities, the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Greenwood Project. This is a FIA members-only event. Registration includes lunch, golf, golf carts, networking dinner with an open bar, plus door and golf prizes. The golf clinic fee includes the golf clinic and networking dinner. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Broadway Technology is looking for a sales and business operations specialist. You can find details for the job with a link in today's newsletter. Public relations giant Edelman is growing its public affairs unit to help firms cater to consumers, including advising clients about social justice issues and doing business in China. Firms increasingly need help with government relations, crisis management, and social responsibility work, The Wall Street Journal reported. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. So far, 156 people have given through the GoFundMe interface. Gene Hackman is one of my favorite actors. It is hard to believe he has been retired for 17 years. He recently had a picture taken to show he is still alive and well at the age of 91. He is still very active, riding his bike every day. Hat tip to James L. Niebauer, or @JamesLNiebauer on Twitter, a film historian and writer. SOFR is not the only LIBOR replacement game in town. At a press briefing given last week by the American Financial Exchange, the exchange that introduced the Ameribor benchmark, former CFTC Chairman Chris Giancarlo said that with the U.S.'s diverse economy, more than one benchmark is needed to replace the LIBOR, and Ameribor may be more appropriate for small, medium-sized, and regional banks. Tom Broughton, an AFX member and the CEO of Service First Bank, said Ameribor was the only benchmark appropriate for a bank, adding, "We looked at SOFR as a benchmark. It's just not appropriate for a bank of any size." He said the transition at Service First from LIBOR to Ameribor was seamless. Barbara Novick, one of the co-founders of BlackRock, said that with the two types of rates out there, you have to look at the use case, the composition and construction. Ameribor is transaction-based and very transparent. Last week, the Alternative Reference Rate Committee, the ARRC, backed the term rate created by CME Group based on SOFR to replace LIBOR. But Giancarlo, who is an independent director at AFX, wrote an opinion piece recently for American Banker titled "LIBOR is Dead, Long Live Choice," in which he said Ameribor, created by Richard Sandor, the AFX's chairman and chief executive, should be one of the alternatives to the irredeemably tarnished LIBOR. In the opinion piece, Giancarlo wrote, "For many banks, big and small, a credit-sensitive benchmark like Ameribor can play a crucial role in ensuring fair pricing on credit and increasing transparency and liquidity in unsecured debt." He added in the press briefing that there is a bipartisan support in both the House and Senate for choice in moving away from LIBOR. LIBOR suffered from a lack of depth, but more from a lack of breadth, which led to manipulation. Ameribor has remarkable breadth, and its depth is growing too. There's a difference between the role of regional banks and that of large Wall Street banks, Giancarlo said, so we need a different type of benchmark diversity. AFX members have also been talking to their representatives in Congress to make sure they understand the importance of choice in replacement benchmarks, Giancarlo added. You can watch the entire AFX press briefing, Ask a Banker, Countdown to LIBOR's End, with Nowick, Giancarlo, and Broughton, moderated by Dr. Richard Sandor, with a link in today's newsletter. The CME reported its 2021 monthly market statistics this morning, which included the highest ever July ADV of 17.1 million contracts, as well as interest rates monthly ADV up 96%, options ADV up 55%, and energy ADV up 23%. July ADV across assets included interest rates ADV of 7.8 million contracts, equity index ADV of 4.8 million contracts, options ADV of 3.1 million contracts, energy ADV of 21.1 million contracts, agricultural ADV of 1.1 million contracts, foreign exchange ADV of 735,000 contracts, and metals ADV of 538,000 contracts. You can get the full CME press release with a link in today's newsletter. The Illinois Department of Agriculture Monday finally issued its first round of adult-use cannabis licenses established under the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act. The action covered 32 craft grow licenses, 28 infuser licenses, and 9 transporter licenses, which are separate from the 55 new adult-use dispensary licenses awarded by the state on July 29th. Applicants who received notices qualified as 83% social equity ownership, the state said in a release. The IDOA also plans to issue up to 60 additional craft grower and 60 additional infuser licenses before December 21st, 2021. Monday's list of awards is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a special message from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform. JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivative markets in Asia. On September 21st, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., or JPX, will upgrade its JGate derivatives trading system, The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance. Itch and touch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. You can learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a press release from Symphony. Symphony acquires StreetLinks to offer the most complete and secure verified identity directory in financial services. Symphony, the leading markets infrastructure and technology platform, will now offer the most complete and secure verified directory in the financial services industry as it has acquired the counterparty mapping platform StreetLinks. This acquisition adds over 200 institutional counterparties to the more than 1,000 institutions already served by Symphony. My comment, this deal really puts Symphony on the map. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Society is in the middle of a technological transformation, Andreessen says. Silicon Valley polymath Mark Andreessen talks about tech's ascendance, crypto, and more on Bloomberg Wealth with David Rubenstein. Mark Andreessen, the venture capital investor and early web pioneer, has an idea for regular investors wondering where to invest their money. Put it in an S&P index fund, he said. Don't get fancy. My comment, don't get fancy is good advice for feeding your cat too. Here is a story from the FT. The Olympics needs esports more than esports needs the Olympics. Gaming's global popularity would boost the Summer Games' aging and declining viewership. As athletes marched around the stadium for the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics, they were accompanied by an unexpected soundtrack, a rousing suite of video game music from the likes of the Final Fantasy and Sonic the Hedgehog. My comment, I can't wait for the esports Olympics. Here's a story from the Financial Times. China's Tencent imposes controls to tackle gaming addiction among children. Online games branded spiritual opium in Beijing's latest assault on tech and its social impact. Tencent has announced new restrictions on how long minors can play its online games after the Chinese internet group came under intense pressure from state media, which labeled gaming as spiritual opium. My comment, China is already getting ready to game esports. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was your odds of going back to the office are dropping by the day for Mother Jones. I don't think we've had a Mother Jones story as a top story before. Second was for the third time in this top three, the insider story. Wall Street legend Richard Dennis conducted an intellectual experiment that turned 23 novice investors into overnight millionaires. Third was, can the Fed fix the treasury market by tweaking repo? From Bloomberg. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.